CBS presents this program in color.
And he shouldn't play anymore.
You want to try? You want to go? Think
yeah,
of a
okay.
card. Think
all right,
of a card.
I'm thinking of a card.
What's the card?
You don't have to pump your attention.
I assume. What's the card?
It's nothing. Nothing.
Five of diamonds?
Oh, Colonel Hogan, you don't even have to read it. It's nothing. Nothing.
Attention. Allied prisoners, for fun, fame, and fortune, join the illustrious
Luftwaffe? Are you asking us to be a traitor?
Yeah, man, Please!
I have nothing to do with it. Order from the propaganda ministry, Herr Goebbels. He always thinks of things like this.
All right, Schultz, you did your duty. Get out of here.
Right away, Colonel Hogan. Of course, there is a little speech which goes with this notice, but if anybody asks you, just say, I made it.
Wait a minute, Schultz. We'd like to hear it, right, fellas?
Come on, Schultz.
Come on, make it straight.
Former members of a second-rate Air Force. You don't want to hear it.
Yes, we do, Schultz.
We'd like to hear the speech, right, fellas?
Sure, let's hear the speech.
Why are you continuing to rot in our escape-proof prisons?
Figure of speech. Sure.
Face the fact that your side is losing the war.
We're losing?
Somebody is losing it. That's the important point. Why not put your training to a useful purpose? Help the Luftwaffe shape the society of the future in the skies of Europe. We offer you a chance to get in on the ground floor and become a part of the glorious history of the thousand-year Reich.
Get the dimension.
Wait a minute. Oh, Schultz, it's a great idea.
Yes?
Yeah, for our side. I'm going to get some German officers to defect to us, send them to England to organize the German prisoners there into a new fighting force. You know what it's going to be called?
Is it important that they know?
The Schultz Brigade.
Schultz Brigade.
Yes, indeed, Schultz, I can see it now. You'll be a legend in your own time. The Schultz Brigade, in memory of the intrepid guard.
I did
once.
Gentlemen, think how hard this is for me. General Burkhalter is my best friend.
He is my best friend also, Klink. But do you want to be general or not?
Of course, Colonel Burmeister, of course. Could you please keep your voice down?
Klink, how often must we talk of this?
Just one more time.
All right, Klink, you command Stalag 13. I command Stalag 10. And Bussy commands Stalag 19. General Burkhalter commands us. Now, if all three of us denounce him to the Gestapo separately, but with the same complaint, then he will be deposed and one of us will be made general in his place.
But there's only one chance out of three.
What chance do you have now?
Considerably less.
Oh, stop these weeks of talking and do it!
Shh, please keep your voice down.
And do it.
What complaint did we agree on?
He's forcing us to give him 40% from the prisoner's food allowance.
40%?
And the Gestapo knows that he pays them only on the basis of collecting 30% from us. Naturally, they will not tolerate dishonesty.
Did I mention he was my best friend?
You mentioned it, Klink. You mentioned it.
Speak your voice.
No one can hear, Klink. No one.
I know that no one can hear, but you
must realize this situation is delicate.
How do you like that? Just when everything's perfect, Clink wants to be a general.
I didn't know Burkhalter was his best friend. He's doing it to his best friend.
Okay, now, Colbert.
I knew things were going too smooth. Escapees being processed through here like clockwork. Our sabotage squad blowing up everything in sight. Our printing press turning out more money than the German mint. And Clink wants to make general.
What do we do, Colonel?
We got to stop him some way. Because if by chance he does get his promotion and leaves here, our goose is cooked. We'd never get another commandant like Clink.
Let's say that.
Let's hear for old Clinky.
However, on the other hand, he's liable to bungle it and get caught. We've got a new commandant.
Well, it would seem to me, summing up this situation, that what we need is some regal action. Some kind of action, right?
Wrong. On second thought, you know what's going to happen? He's going to get your cold feet and chicken out. Listen.
Then we are agreed.
Posse. Agreed.
Clink.
Certainly. Agreed. Agreed. Did I tell you that I almost married the general's sister?
We all almost married the general's sister.
Congratulations on your narrow escape.
Are you in or out, Clink?
Yes and no.
Clink!
Looks like you call that one, Colonel.
That's our boy. Better go over there and break it up before they talk him into it again.
And nobody allowed to leave the building. Nobody allowed to leave any building.
Why?
Strict orders by General Burkhalter.
Burkhalter's here?
He just came through the front gate and sealed the camp. Anybody disobeying his orders will be shot. Anybody questioning his orders will be shot. Anybody asking the meaning of his orders will be shot.
What do you think it means?
Trouble.
Can you tell me what kind?
As a matter of fact, I could.
Please? Don't.
For the last time, Clink.
Am I interrupting?
Ah, General Burkhalter, how very nice to see you.
From now on, it will not be so nice. 3 weeks ago, Clink, you and Burmeister visited Bussy at Stalag 19. Last week, Bussy, you and Clink visited Burmeister at Stalag 10. And now, I see you all here at Stalag 13. You have become very social, you three.
Oh, just a discussion of prison problems, General Burkhalter. We never stop trying to build better mousetraps.
You take me for a fool, Clink. Do you not know that I have my sources of information? When I see my colonels getting together for a little chat, I know what they are talking about. A plot to replace me.
Oh, but I assure
them. Stop pretending. I only want to know one thing. Who will save his skin by informing on the other two?
I believe that General Burkhalter knows that as a man of honor, I would never inform on my fellow officers were I involved in a conspiracy. However, since I'm completely innocent, it was all the idea of Bussy and Burmeister.
You're all under arrest in quarters. I will see to it that you get a fair trial immediately, after which you will be shot.
You promised me that...
But of course, Kling. You will be shot last.
Thank you, sir.
Schultz!
Who goes there?
Oliver Twist.
Colonel Hogan, you should not even be here. I have the unhappy duty of guarding Commandant Clink. Nobody is allowed to approach.
I don't want to approach him, Schultz. I just want to see him.
No! It would be worth my life.
You're right, Schultz. By the way, have you seen General Burkhalter?
Why?
I want to give him a progress report on the Schultz Brigade.
There is no Schultz Brigade.
Right? Yeah. But when Burkhalter hears of the organizing job you're doing, with that special kind of courage coupled with that tremendous drive...
Please, Colonel Hogan, go in quietly. Do not stay long and leave without being seen.
Good sentry, Schultz. I give my compliments to your superior.
Let's face it, Clink, you blew the ball game.
You're right, Hogan, I blew it.
Sweden is set up in a whole German army, and you wanted to be a general.
Hogan, every man in my class is made general.
How many of them killed in action?
Quite a few.
How many of them shot by the Fuhrer?
Quite a few more.
And you couldn't be happy.
I was a fool, Hogan. I see it now. The next time...
There ain't gonna be no next time.
Hogan, he can't shoot a man who almost married his sister.
One will get you 20.
Why did I listen to those other two? I knew they were not to be trusted.
Because you're not to be trusted.
You're right.
Of course I am.
Hogan, why am I sitting here taking your abuse? I'm the one to be shot.
Just wanted to arouse your fighting spirit. Now we can plan.
Plan? What plan? You mean you can help me?
Hogan, I give you my word, I'll be a better commandant. I will be more humane, more understanding, less harsh.
You suit us just fine. When does the trial come up?
Tomorrow, General Burkhalter will conduct it himself.
Call me as a witness.
Why? You don't know anything about this.
That's right. My mind won't be cluttered with a lot of facts.
You mean you would lie for me?
Wouldn't you do the same for me, sir?
Hogan, I never realized, deep down, how you must love me.
Not just me, sir. All the men.
All the men. I must live for them.
Would be a help, sir.
The prisoners will now rise. So, the facts are now all in. The evidence has been heard. And I'm therefore ready to pronounce sentence.
General Burkhalter, sir. This is not meant as a criticism, General Burkhalter. You are doing an excellent job in judging this case, but may I point out that we have not heard the evidence?
Of course not.
Of course not. Of course not.
My informants are my own, and I personally dictated your confession. So that I'm sure it is correct.
Oh, that's most efficient, sir. But I would like to call one witness in my defense.
Clink, I have an important engagement for lunch.
Fräulein Hilda, how could you?
Call your witness, Clink, and get it over with.
Of course, General. Thank you, sir. Schultz, call Colonel Hogan.
Colonel Hogan!
Oh, go get him.
What does Hogan have to do with this?
Sir, I would like him to tell you that.
Passy, Burmeister, sit down.
Thank you, Herr General.
With the court's permission, sir, I would like the witness to be seated over there. Hogan, did I or did I not have a conversation with you 2 days ago concerning Colonel Bussy, Colonel Burmeister, seated over there?
Yes, sir, you did.
Uh-huh. And at that time, did I indicate to you that there had been conversations with these men at Starlock 10, Starlock 19, and that these conversations would continue here at Starlock 13 the next day, which would be yesterday?
Yes, sir, you certainly did.
Aha. Uh-huh. And did I divulge to you the nature of these conversations?
Yes, sir.
Take down every word of this, Reinhilder. This is most important. Now, did I tell you that Bussy and Burmeister had formed a plot against General Burkhalter, that they were going to discredit him, and that they were going to oust him?
How's that, sir?
Hogan, please try to concentrate. Did I not tell you that Bussy and Burmeister were forming a plot against General Burkhalter, and that I was playing along until I could uncover their sordid scheme and report it to the general?
No, sir.
The answer is yes, Hogan.
Let him give his own answers, Clink.
Hogan, did I not tell you that... What did I tell you?
You tried to get Bussy and Burmeister involved in a plot against the general, but they turned you down and threatened to expose you.
Hogan!
Isn't that what you wanted me to say?
You have said enough, Hogan. Bussy, Burmeister, stand up. It would seem that you are cleared. However, I would like you to remain at Stalag 13 until I have completed my investigation.
Very fine, General Burkhalter, I give you my word. I never talk to Colonel Hogan about this at all.
What am I saying?
I have no idea, Clank. What I have to say will be brief. Tomorrow, you will be shot.
My dear.
Gee, these courtroom things are kind of tricky, aren't they?
Herr Commandant, I have always admired...
Put that down!
A toast, a toast to fine and dear...
Hogan!
A beautiful friend!
And we hardly even knew you!
We're gonna get better acquainted. Here, your new uniforms.
American Air Corps?
I do not think I understand, Colonel.
Well, look, I'll make this quick. I fingered Clink because he's too tough a commandant. He's cunning and cruel.
Clink?
Yes, Clink. And Burkhalter's not going to stop there. The Gestapo's going to get involved in this. I might even talk.
Oh, you wouldn't.
We trust you.
I don't. I turned on Clink. I could turn on you. I'm a fink. Understand a fink.
But, Colonel, what are we going to do?
Put on these uniforms. I'll get you out of Germany.
We cannot defect. We are career officers.
So was Clink. They're retiring him tomorrow with a 10-gun salute. Pow!
That's right, Percy. Are
you sure we cannot trust you?
Positive.
Thank you, Colonel. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, it's you. It's definitely you. How's it, Newkirk?
Well, I have had worse fits, sir. I borrowed my mum's swimsuit once when I was 4.
Nobody's perfect. How are your accents?
Ya boy, Colonel.
Don't say too much, Carter.
Double, Herr Colonel.
Don't say anything at all. Guns loaded?
Yeah. Now, your guns have the real bullets and we've got the blanks.
The other way around.
The other way around.
Yeah.
That's the way I had it.
You're sure?
I just forgot.
Yeah, all right. Remember when you fire at us, aim over our heads.
Right.
Don't worry about a thing, Colonel. This is Tom McGovern.
It's 9:20. Move out in 8 minutes. 9:28.
Check. We've got the
real bullets.
Well, the soldiers march through the town, dear tramp, ramp, ramp, beep, be the life of Zalda. When the soldiers...
Drop the gun, Schultz.
Hogan?
Come on, drop it. Sorry to do this, but I gotta see Colonel Clink.
You cannot! You can.
Come on, Schultz, open the door.
Don't do it, Schultz!
I'm not going anywhere with you, Hogan. You've betrayed me.
I fooled myself for it, but something much bigger has come up.
What could be bigger than my getting shot?
Burkhalter getting shot because he's a general.
What am I saying, Hogan?
I just saw Bussy and Burmeister go into his quarters to get rid of him. We gotta stop him.
Schultz, call out the guards!
What good's that gonna do you?
Don't call out the guards! Let them shoot him.
Sure, and you're gonna be next. Schultz, open the door.
You mean the two of us into an ambush like this?
I beg your pardon, Herr Commandant, but I think Colonel Hogan has an excellent idea.
Good. You're coming along, too.
Into an ambush?
Come on, let's go.
I think we'll be late.
We're right on the nose. Let's go.
Schultz!
Don't put a mouse on.
Hey, it gives your face definition somehow. You really think so?
Everything set?
Colonel Burmeister, Colonel Bussy to see you, General.
Tell them to go away.
Hands up! Stand! This will not take long, General.
What is the meaning of this?
You convicted the wrong man. Clink was innocent.
What do you intend to do?
We are going to kill you, but do not worry. Your position will be filled immediately by one of us.
Bussy! Burmeister! This is also unnecessary. I was thinking of retiring. I was just saying to Hilda, who would succeed me, but
one of you too. My dearest friends.
What of Klink?
Forget him. He's to be shot. I never could stand the man.
Bossy! You're surrounded. Come out with your hands up.
What a wonderful friend.
Hey, watch where you're shooting.
Gotta shoot over their heads. We've got the real bullets, remember?
I'm gonna call out the guards.
Do that, they'd shoot you. You're an escaped prisoner.
Should we take that chance?
Look, the only way is to rush them. How many shots have they fired?
Hogan, who's counting?
I'm gonna draw their fire.
Cease fire, or I will shoot Buchholter.
Colonel Klink will not be intimidated.
I will not be intimidated.
Klink, this is no time for you to get courageous.
Do not raise your head, not even once.
I'm not even considering it.
Two shots muffled. They've killed themselves. Come on, let's go.
General Hogan, if they are dead, what is the hurry?
Trunk, you're a coward. Now you go first.
Come on, let's get them up.
General Buchholter, where are they?
They probably went out the back way. I'll check.
Klink, you saved me, Klink.
Schultz, call the guard.
Guard!
No, outside.
My dear good friend, how I have misjudged you.
Not at all, Herr General.
And you like a brother.
You could be a brother.
My sister is still on the market.
Well.
It's fault, General. I guess I'll be getting along.
Wait! It is your fault that I condemn Klink. I want this man severely punished.
Severely punished? Colonel Hogan, 30 days in the cooler.
That's a lot.
He works like a charm, huh, Colonel?
What a brilliant operation.
Ah, knock it off.
But what happens if we get caught, Colonel Hogan? You have made us the most hunted men in all Germany.
My heart bleeds for you. If you guys hadn't started this plot, I wouldn't have drawn 30 days in the cooler.
But you are sure you can get us out of the country?
I'm sure. Almost.
Almost?
Look, when you get to England, don't forget your mission, to organize the Schultz Brigade.
Schultz Brigade?
Right. Play your cards right, you might make second lieutenant.
But who is Schultz?
Who is Schultz? Only the most courageous, intrepid, daring, gutsy.
I see no...
That's Schultz.
All right, Hogan, come in, come in. Now, Hogan, before I commit you to the cooler, there is this matter of... Well... Sometimes you have interesting ideas on certain things, and...
Burkhalter fixed you up with his sister. How do you know?
Never mind. Hogan, what concerns me is that she should not get too serious. Do you have any ideas?
Is the 30 days on or off? I don't think well under pressure.
All right, it's off. Well... Oh, please. Please.
Danke. Tell you what you gotta do. Give it the old soldier routine. You may be sent off to battle any minute. Your life is not your own. It's not fair to the little woman. You know.
Excellent, excellent. Wait. She knows that I am permanently stationed at Stalag 13.
Easy. Tell her you're involved in a plot against Hitler.
I'm not. That would be sure death.
Why would I say such a thing?
You might figure it was worth it. Have fun, Commandant.